那么我很高兴有这个机会跟你们在一起分享。I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to share with you。是因为近年来我在这边，你们就变成我们的中国家庭。This past year, as I've been with you, you have become my Chinese family。我感谢主，所以我每一次有机会跟你们在一起敬拜神，跟有 fellowship when we are together and worshiping the Lord, I'm very happy, 我特别喜乐。所以我现在要跟你分享我跟主的主里面的旅行的一个小部分啊。So 再来 will translate as I share with you a part of my journey with our Lord Jesus. I was raised on a dairy farm in western New York State.
我从小是在一个西部纽约州西部的一个牛奶的农场被长大的。
My parents attended Baptist Presbyterian Church, federated at the local level.
我的父母呢，就参加当地的这个浸信会和长老会的一个教会。
We attended church most every Sunday as a family, but my parents did not have a personal relationship with Jesus.
虽然我们每个星期天呢都到教会去，但是我的父母并没有跟耶稣基督建立个人的关系。
That particular church did not preach a clear message about Jesus being the Son of God and our Savior.
而那个教会呢，也没有特别的把。也关于耶稣基督是上帝的儿子和是我们的救主这个信息讲解得很清楚。
I learned many Bible stories as a child, but mostly I thought of Jesus as just being a good teacher.
我小时候呢，看了很多圣经的故事，但是我只是把耶稣基督当作是一个好的老师来看。
The summer I graduated from high school, a friend from a church who really did know Jesus personally invited me to attend a conference sponsored by the Ministry of Youth for Christ.
那年夏天，我从高中毕业的时候呢，有一位朋友，他是一个跟主有非常好的关系的，他来邀请我去参加一个青年为主这个团契来举行的一个传道会、布道会，或者是一个那个大会。
It was at that conference that I heard the story of salvation clearly. For the very first time, and I asked Jesus into my heart.
就是在那个会议当中呢，我第一次听到了，完完全全清楚的听到了关于耶稣基督的救恩。在那个大会上面，我邀请耶稣来进入我的心，作为我的救主。
A few months later, when I entered college, I connected with the ecumenical Christian group InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
几个月以后呢，我就上大学了。在那里呢，我找到了校园传道会这么一个机构。
Through that ministry, I began to grow as a young Christian, and became aware of God's call on all of our lives to serve Him.
就在这个校园宣道会这个团契当中呢，我在其中呢不断的长进，也渐渐的呢知道了上帝在我生命中为他服侍他的呼召。
It was also in those weekly prayer and praise meetings that I met the man whom I would marry 2 years later.
也是在这个团契的每周的祷告会上和敬拜会上呢，我也遇到了这个我以后2年以后要嫁给的这个人。
In December of 1957, my fiance Paul and I and several others from our InterVarsity fellowship attended the Triennial Missionary Conference.Held at the University of Illinois.
在1957年12月份呢，那时候 Paul 已经是我的未婚夫了。我们和其他的同学呢，就一起去参加了这个校园传道会，在芝加哥伊利诺伊大学举办的这个3年一度的宣道大会。
This was a turning point in my spiritual life and the beginning.Of our call to missionary service.
而这次大会呢，是我生命的灵命的一个巨大的转变，也是我开始被呼召到宣教的一个开始。
It was an amazing gathering of over 6,000 Christian students, professors, and missionaries from all over the United States and from many other countries as well.
这是有6000多的基督徒的老师、学生，还有宣教士从世界各地，还有从美国各地来到这里，这是一个非常奇妙的一个聚会。
Evangelist Billy Graham was the keynote speaker.
在那里呢, Billy Graham 这个传道家是当时的主题讲员。
On the last day of the conference, in his final address, Graham gave a challenge.
就在这个大会的最后一天, 在这个Billy Graham最后的一个证道的时候, 他给了我们一个挑战。
He said, any of you who will say to the Lord that you will go anywhere he calls you to go, whenever he makes that clear to you, please stand.
他说，那些你们愿意对主说，无论你什么时候招我，明确的来招我，让我去任何地方，我都愿意去的那些人，请你们站起来。
Deeply moved, my future husband and I both stood and made that promise to God.
我们非常的感动，所以我的未婚夫和我当时都一起站起来，向上帝来委身。
It was the beginning of a life filled with challenge and adventure, serving the Lord and proclaiming the gospel message.
这就是我们开始侍奉我们的主和传讲福音的这个宣道生活的开始，当然这个生活有了很多的挑战。
Paul and I were married in June of 1959.
Paul 跟我在1959年结婚。
That fall, he entered Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary in Massachusetts.
那年秋天呢, Paul 就是去了这个Gordon Conwell神学院，在麻省的这个神学院去念书。
While there, we became members of the Evangelical Covenant Church, and he transferred to that denomination seminary in Chicago, Illinois.
我们在那的时候呢，我们就参加了这个行道会，而且呢，就是Paul在那个时候呢，就转到了这个行道会这个机构，在芝加哥的这个神学院来继续念神学。
That year at the denomination's college, I completed my bachelor's degree in biological science and education.
同样在这个机构的这个大学里面呢，我也完成了我在生物和教育方面的这个学士学位。
After seminary, Paul and I were assigned a project to develop a mission church in Racine, Wisconsin, and our son was born there a few months later.
我们这个Paul毕业以后呢，Paul跟我呢就被指派去在这个Rings这个威斯康星州呢有一个职堂的这个宣教的活动。在那个时候呢，我们的儿子第一个儿子过了几个月呢也就出生了。
When my son was 6 months old, I accepted a position as instructor at the University of Wisconsin Racine Extension Center while we were continuing to work with the mission.
当我儿子6个月的时候呢，我在威斯康星大学这个Racine Extension Center这个中心呢，我接受了一份关于教书的工作。我们在那边呢就继续的开展我们这个宣教的工作。
My husband's next assignment was as associate pastor of Elam Covenant Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
我丈夫的下一个工作呢，就是在这个同样的行道会，在Minneapolis这个Elam这个地方呢，做这个父母师。
He served there 2 years, and our older daughter was born in that city.
他在那个地方呢服侍了2年，我们的第二个孩子也是个女儿，就在那个城市出生了。During
the fall of our second year at Elam, the church had its annual mission conference.
当我们在Elam这个Minneapolis这个城市第二年的秋天呢，这个教会就有一个每年度的这个宣教大会。
Covenant missionaries from several countries were there to speak and give a challenge to support missions or perhaps to consider becoming a missionary.
有一些这个行道会的宣教士在那边呢，开始给一些讲座，而且让就是说去支持，呼召大家起来做宣教士，说行道会去支持你们，如果愿意去做宣教士的话，能够接受这个挑战。
God did a powerful thing with Paul and me the last night of the conference, and we both went forward to answer the call to missionary service.
在大会的最后一个晚上呢，神在 Paul 跟我的身上做了一个非常奇妙的工作。就在那个晚上，我们去回应上帝让呼召我们去做宣教士。
The very next evening, at the home of our senior pastor, we met with the missionary couple from Taiwan.And the Holy Spirit powerfully convicted us that we should apply to be sent as missionaries to the Chinese people of Taiwan.
第二天晚上就在我们接牧师我们教会牧师的他们家里面，我碰见了在台湾宣教的一对夫妇。就在那个晚上，我们得到了非常圣灵非常有力的启示，就是告诉我们，只是我们也应该去申请去到台湾向中国人去宣教。
This was fully 10 years after our surrender before the Lord at the InterVarsity Missionary Conference.
这件事情其实 是发生在我们在那个学院传道会大会的十年以后，我们接受上帝的呼召，到十年以后，我们真正有一个机会愿意去台湾去服侍中国。
God had laid claim.To the promise we had made him.
我们的主就在这时候让我们能够实现我给他们给为主的这个誓言。
With the encouragement of the senior pastor and our church congregation, we made application to the denomination's National Mission Board to be accepted as missionaries to do work with students in Taiwan.
所以呢，我们那个主任牧师也鼓励我们。我们的教会的弟兄姐妹也鼓励我们，所以我们就把我们这个申请递给了我们当地的那个分会的这个全国的宣教的这个组委员会，申请去到台湾去在学生们中间做宣教的工作。
During the next few months, there were interviews and physical exams.
余下的这几个月呢，我们就做了有了很多的这个面试啊，还有我们的身体的检查。
Finally, in the spring of 1968, we were accepted and began to make plans to have our belongings shipped to Taiwan.
最后呢，在1968年的春天，我们被接受这个可以继续可以到台湾去从事宣教的工作，所以我们就开始计划把我们的一些要用的东西呢要运到台湾去了。
In September of 1968, our family flew to Taipei and were greeted by the Taiwan Covenant Mission Director and his wife.
在1968年的9月份，我们就飞到了台北，在那里呢，在行道会台湾宣道分会的这个主席和他的太太在机场接了我们。
Our immersion into Chinese culture had begun.
这就开始了我们在中国宣教的旅程。
The mission director settled us into an apartment complex attached to our church in the city of Fengyuan, a short distance away from Taichung, where we would begin language school.
在我们这个宣教的这个主席呢，就把我们安置在一个这个公寓的一个公寓里面，这个公寓呢离我们这个在丰原这个当地的这个教会很近，也离我们台中呢，我们要去台中去学语言，所以离我们台中学语言的地方也很近。
Our children Stephen and Sharon were left in the care of a young woman from the local church, while we attended language school for several hours each day.
所以我们每天呢就要去台中的这个语言学校去学语言，而我们的孩子呢，我们的老大跟老二就是 Stephen 和 Sharon 呢，我们就把他们丢在当地的一个当地的一个教会的一个姐妹，她来代为看管。
The local pastor and his wife lived in an apartment in the church facility right next door.
而当地的这个教会的这个牧师和他的太太呢，就坐在church这个里面的一个 公寓里面，就住在他们边上。
Fortunately, they both spoke fluent English and were able to help us adjust to the new culture as we were developing our Chinese language skills.
很幸运的，他们两个人都讲非常流利的英语，所以他们为我们能够很快的适应这个新文化，而且来让我们很快的学习语言提供了非常多的帮助。
Our language study occupied most of our time during the first 2 years, and we also made connections with Christian students at nearby Feng Jia College.
在最初的两年嘛，我们花了很多的时间来学习汉语。同样呢，我们在当地的这个丰家大学也跟那些基督徒的学生们建立了良好的关系。
Upon completing the language study, my husband accepted a post as English professor at Feng Jia College, and we continued our work with students.
当我们学习语言这个结束以后呢，我的丈夫就在这个学校丰家大学呢就接受了一个英语教授的这个职务，然后我们就在那里来继续我们服侍学生的工作。
During our third year, we began to feel moved to adopt a Chinese orphan baby.
在第三年的时候呢，我们有这么一个希望来收养一个中国的这个孤儿。
We visited the Christian Children's Fund orphanage in Taichung and made our desire for a child known to them.
我们就去参观了这个在台中的这个基督徒的这个孩子的这个孤儿院，我们也告诉他们我们有一个想领养一个孩子的这个希望。
Many of the children were not available for adoption because there were still family connections.
在那边的很多孩子呢，其实都不能被领养，因为他们还有跟亲戚当地的人有亲戚的这种关系。
However, one 8-month-old girl had been abandoned on the streets of Taipei and had no family to lay claim to her.
然而呢，那有一个8个月大的这个女孩呢，她被遗弃在台北的街道上面，也没有任何的家庭说他们愿意跟这个孩子有任何的关系。
And so a few months later, we officially adopted her as our third child, Mei Lin.
所以在3个月以后呢，我们就把她作为我们就收养成为我们第三个孩子，她的名字叫 Mei Lin。
Mei Lin had been born with a cleft palate and hair lip, and was probably abandoned because of the superstitions of her parents.
美玲在出生的时候有一个残疾，就是这个兔唇。所以他之所以被因为这样的原因呢，他可能就说父母迷信，所以就把他放在就遗弃他了。
Thinking that she was possessed by an evil spirit.
因为有这么一个生理上的缺陷，他们觉得这个小孩就像是被鬼附着一样，所以就嫌弃他，就把他丢在街道上面。
Because of this birth defect, Mei Lin had to undergo 4 surgical procedures.
在因为他的这个缺陷呢，美玲就做了4次的这种手术。
2 in Taiwan and 2 in the United States to correct the problem and to improve her mouth and facial appearance.
2次在台湾，2次在美国来纠正他的，就是像整容一样，把他的脸部跟嘴部的这个缺陷给弥补起来。
I could tell many, many stories from those years in Taiwan.
我在台湾可以这些生活可以告诉大家很多的故事。
But there is one story in particular that I believe will touch your heart.
但是有这么一个特别的故事呢，我知道一定会使你们非常的感动。
In the college youth group, there was a young woman named Joy Lin.
在这个当地学校的这个youth group, 就是青少年团契呢，有一个小女孩，她的名字叫 Joy Lin。
Joy's family was among the wealthiest in the city of Tainan.
他们家呢是台湾一个最富有的家庭之一。
They were devout Buddhists.
而这个家庭是一个非常虔诚的佛教徒。
And Joy's father had contributed a large sum of money to build the Buddhist temple in his neighborhood of Tainan.
而 Joy 的他的爸爸呢，就是为了在台南建造一个那个寺庙，就捐了很多的钱。
Early in our 4th and final year in Taiwan, my husband became very sick with hepatitis.
而在我们在台湾第四年和也就是最后一年的时候，我的丈夫变得因为肝炎就变得非常的虚弱。
He had contracted this disease by eating in some of the noodle restaurants in our village, which were not very clean.
他得肝炎是因为他在我们当时的那些村庄的那些路边店没有很好的卫生条件，所以被传染上了。
Paul had to spend nearly 2 weeks in a hospital in the mountain area that was run by Norwegian missionaries.
所以 Paul 呢就在这个当时的山里面的这个一个医院里面，而这个医院是由挪威的宣教士创办的这个医院，在那个医院待了两个星期来医治他这个病。
During that time, knowing that I was alone with 3 small children, Joy Lynn very kindly came to stay with me.
就在那个时候，因为 Joy Lynn 知道我是只有一个人要带三个孩子，所以她非常好，就过来来跟我住在一起，来帮助我。
She did so many things to help.
她为我们做了非常非常多的事情。
Washed clothes, cleaned the house, and helped care for the children.
和照看孩子。
I was quite surprised by this because being the daughter of such wealthy parents who had several servants, Joy never had to do any of this kind of work in her own home.
我非常吃惊，因为作为一个非常有钱家里的小姐的话，他们家还有很多的仆人，所以我很吃惊她竟然会做这么多的事情。
After a few days, I asked Joy,
过了几天我问 Joy,
Why are you doing this for me?
你为什么为我做这些呢？
And this is the story she told me to explain why she had such a heart to serve the Lord.
下面是她告诉我的故事，这也解释了为什么她有这样一个侍奉上帝的心。
And this is her story.
这就是她的故事。
When I heard the story of Jesus, my friends in the youth group helped me to open my heart to him and accept him as my Savior and Lord.
当我听到耶稣基督的故事的时候 ，Joy Lynn 就是 Joy Lynn 听到耶稣基督的故事的时候，他的朋友在这个团契的这个朋友就帮一起为他祷告，然后他的心打开他的心门，让耶稣基督进来，接受耶稣基督作为他的救主。
After a few months, I made the decision to be baptized.
过了几个月，我就愿意去受洗。
After my baptism, the Holy Spirit compelled me to go home to my family and tell them that I had become a Christian.
受洗以后，圣灵就驱使我去回到家，去告诉我的父母，告诉我的家人，我已经成为一个基督徒。
So the following weekend, I went back to Tainan.
所以，下面的一个周末呢，我就回到台南。
My family was totally horrified.And very angry that I had become a Christian.
我家里人就非常的害怕，而且非常的愤怒，因为我变成了一个基督徒。
My father beat me when I would not do homage to the family's household gods.
如果我不愿意去家里的这个小庙去拜拜的话，我的爸爸就会打我。
Over that weekend, more than 100 of my relatives came to the house to scream at me and spit on me.
整个周末大概超过100名的这个我的亲戚就到我这边来向我喊叫，然后去向我吐唾沫。
It was a time of great suffering.
我在那个时候非常非常的受苦。
The only thing that brought this persecution to an end was my grandmother.
唯一的事情能让这个逼迫结束的就是我的祖母。
She finally said to the family,
他最后对这个整个的大家族说
Leave the child alone.
不要管这个孩子了。
Let her be.
就让他这样吧。
She has decided what religion she will follow.
他已经决定他愿意成为什么样的人。
We always knew this child was different.
我们起初就知道这个孩子跟我们大家不一样。
And so I went back to Feng Jia College to finish the school term.
这件事以后，我就回到了丰家大学去完成我在学校的这个学期。
The tuition had already been paid for the year, so my parents couldn't tell me not to study.
因为学费已经付过了，所以我的父母也不能不让我去念书。
However, they tried to pressure me by not sending the monthly allowance of money for food and other expenses, thinking I would have to come home and maybe I would forget about being Christian.
但是呢，他们就想通过断绝我每个月的这个生活费来让我改变我的信仰。他说，如果断绝了这个生活费，我可能会回到家里面去，然后慢慢的就会把这个基督教给忘记掉。
But when my friends in the youth group found out about my problem, they all took a little bit of money from their own allowances and put it together as an offering and gave it to me.
当我们的在这个青少年团契这个朋友们听到这件事情的时候，知道了我的问题呢，他们就每个人把从他们的个人的生活费里面都拿出一点，然后聚在一起，然后给我，让我来用他们的钱来度过这一段难关。
This went on for several months.
这件就是他们帮助我，也帮助了好几个月。
Until my parents realized it was no use to try to control me in that way, and they finally resumed the monthly allowances.
最后，我的父母也觉得用就是说金钱，就是生活费，来让我改变这个信仰这个方法已经不。没有什么作用，所以他们又重新又继续的为我把钱寄给我。
So you see, I learned from these faithful Christian friends how to help others with their need, and that's why I've come to help you.
所以你看到我从我的朋友基督徒的朋友我的弟兄姐妹身上知道在别人有需要的时候我们应该怎样去做，这也是我为什么到你这儿来帮助你的原因。
Because of a difficult family problem, our missionary service in Taiwan only lasted 4 years.
因为各种各样的家庭的原因，我们在台湾的这个服事也就只进行了四年。
This broke my heart because I had fallen in love with Chinese people and culture and wanted to continue this work for my whole life.
这是我伤心欲碎，因为我知道因为我已经深深地爱上了中国人和中国的文化，希望用我的整个的一生来服侍他们。
But God had an even bigger plan.
但是神有一个更大的计划。
And 20 years later, after I was ordained a deacon in the Episcopal Church, God called me and my husband to serve him in Indiana.
20年以后，当我在圣公会被安立成执事以后呢，神呼召我和我的丈夫在印第安纳来侍奉他。
The center of that ministry was hosting international students.
在印第安纳这个宣教的中心是来帮助国际学生。
During a 15-year period, we hosted 143 students from 24 different countries.
在15年里面，我们总共接待了143位学生，这些学生是从24个不同的国家来的。
The exciting part of that ministry was the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with so many Muslims, some Buddhists, and others with no religious background.
我们在这个传道这个机构的时候，非常非常的兴奋，就是能有机会去跟那些穆斯林。佛教徒甚至那些没有宗教背景的学生来分享关于耶稣的这个好消息。
We were sowing seeds for the gospel, and my prayer continues that God will bless the message and soften the hearts of many who listen to our words.
我们在撒下了福音的种子，所以我的祷告就是上帝来祝福他的这些信息，而且让那些人的心里能够软化，能够当他听到他们听到上帝的信息的时候，能够来接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
Let's pray for a little bit.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I just pray that if there's anything in these words that would touch the hearts of the listeners, that your Holy Spirit would make that clear and that you would guide us in the days and weeks ahead to be faithful witnesses to Jesus our Lord.
主耶稣，我们的祷告就是，如果世上有一件事情能让我们明白的话，主啊，真是求你的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们真知来了解你的美善，你的福音和你的救恩。祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，
阿门。